From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt. Starts now. This is the broadcast for Tuesday, July the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances are brilliant. That is one great solution at our fingertips. And most importantly, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is indeed, ladies and gentlemen, love over hate. Turn it up, Cameron. Come on. The song comes from the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Like a Heat Wave. It's hotter than I'll get out outside, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Wow, we've never seen such heat in the west of the Mississippi. Ever, have we? There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, like a heat wave going on your radio. I'm telling you right now, I don't know that it's ever been this hot in my entire lifetime. And whether it's man-made, global warming, climate change because of the way we live our lives, meaning we drive vehicles, we use modern technology and appliances and dig up the earth and destroy the earth and do all these things, whether it's environmental catastrophe brought on by our highfalutin living, whether it's a reality cyclically or not is the debate. The fact that it's hot, no one can debate. Why that's happening is the quintessential discussion. And I find it very interesting that the government wants you to believe that it's, and the scientific community wants you to believe that it's you and I that are the problem. And if they control our lives, it'll fix it. It'll solve it all. The problem that I have with that reality check, or that dishonesty, is a reality check, I should say. Because really, the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what's causing it. Okay, there are cycles. You know what? It gets hotter every day, cooler every night. Same thing happens with the seasons of the year. Same things happen with a big ice age. If there's an ice age, isn't there a heat age? Right? So these cycles happen throughout the years. We know and we're told that most of the places we live used to be underwater. It used to be ocean. We know there's calamities in the world. We know that in the beginning, at least, we believe that there was one large continent, and then the continents broke up into pieces, whatever you want to say, right? We know there's a lot of changes that have taken place, but is that really because you and I are bad guys and because you have air conditioning in your house or you drive your car, or is that just the reality of the Earth's evolution? I'm not talking about evolution like you're a monkey. I'm talking about evolution, that things do change. And the history of the earth changes as well. Is God's hand in the earth? I say to you, the answer is absolutely an unequivocal yes. They would say to you that that's a crutch. The religion is a crutch for a guy like me without a firm, stable mind. That it just shows how dependent and how feeble I really am. But I say they're crazy on crack. You know what? You can look at the world around you and see that there's a God. It's evidenced in all things, in my humble opinion. I bear my witness that God is the author of the universe, the creator, and he did so to people the earth. We are spirit children, literally the offspring, says the Bible, of God Almighty. And if that's true, he didn't put his crown jewel on the earth, biblically speaking, after the animals and the plants and all the different things in the creation. He didn't crown jewel it with man for no reason. That man's the evil and enemy of the earth. That is an absolute satanic lie from the pit of hell. Okay, he created the earth. He got it all ready. And then he put man upon it. He thought, you know what? This is awesome. This is the work. This is my work and my glory. He put his children on the earth. But then even after putting man on the earth, said it's not good enough. So he took a rib from man and made woman. And then he said, now my creations are complete. So man and woman are unequivocally, eternal characteristics designed by, created by God Almighty. And he then created the earth for us to take care of it. And taking care of it is important, ladies and gentlemen. We shouldn't just have disregard and create environmental catastrophes all over the place. That's true. We should live responsibly and carefully. I get it and agree. But I'll tell you what I find super interesting, I might say, is this idea that we are the enemy of the earth, and somehow Mother Earth and the environmentalists are at odds with we the people living on the earth. Having children is bad because it'll ruin the earth. We're overpopulating the earth. As if we have an upper hand on God, as if we know more than the Almighty Creator does. God biblically says there is room and plenty to spare. Amen to that. If you don't believe me, drive from Montana to Arkansas. Make your way through Texas on your way and tell me if there's not a little bit of open space. Oh, but Sam, we can't grow enough crops to feed everybody. Lies again. Every time we have a greater population and a greater need for crops, God helps us in the advancement of science, and we're able to grow more crops in less space than ever before. And I have a personal dear friend by the name of Caleb Warnock, well-known educator, author. He creates some of the best heirloom suit, or preserves, I should probably say, some of the best heirloom seeds ever known. The guy's a master gardener, to say the least. And I'm telling you right now, on a couple of acres of ground, he can grow more food than you can imagine. It's proper technique. I had an uncle that was a potato farmer in Idaho years ago that used to go to Russia and teach them how to farm. And he would speak of how they're great people, but they just haven't been taught the proper methods to use the land effectively. Okay, this idea that there's not enough food is bogus. All right, so I'm convinced that, you know what, there are cycles of reality, that the earth does heat up. But I'm also convinced that God is the ultimate weatherman. And he uses the weather to punish us when we're not keeping the commandments of God. Do we have a famine on the way? I pray not, but predict yes. Not because I'm a prophet, but because I can see the pattern of the Lord Almighty. I don't predict, I just see the pattern and follow it. When the people keep the commandments of God, the weather's fairly cooperative. Crops grow. It's a blessed land. When people turn their backs on God, he eventually, you know what, stirs us up in remembrance of him by using the weather as a catalyst. We first have just incredible heat and drought, and then eventually famine. I pray we get the message and return to God Almighty before it becomes more and more egregious, more and more abusive. All right, but all I'm telling you is this global warming battle is, I believe, a real battle. It isn't a debate whether the world's getting warmer. It isn't a debate whether there's a drought. The debate really is, what's the cause of it, first of all? And secondarily, after we determine the cause, what can we do to change the outcome? Is it just to continue sinning and deny God, but make sure that Sam lives like a third world pauper? Is that the answer? I say a resounding, not even on your life, maybe. The answer is to turn to God Almighty in supplication and prayer and repentance. The answer is to remember the Lord our God, the ultimate weatherman, the creator of the earth, who put male and female as the crown jewels after all the creations. His final creation was to breathe life into man. And then to say it's still not good enough, got to give him a woman. Because a male and female together, well, that's God's crown jewel creation. He has authorized them to bring children into the world through the procreative process to bless us all, to create an eternal family, to give us the chance to be together forever. All right, so that's why I started out by saying love is like a heat wave. Okay, my love for God Almighty and my love for the planet that he gave me does not make me a whacked out environmentalist. It makes me a responsible, God-fearing human. Makes me a responsible lover of liberty. And I want to advocate for that on this radio program. That's who I am. That's what I do. Promote God, family, and country. All right? There is a new email that somebody sent me that I want to highlight for you. It's very interesting. Signed the Identify as a Human petition. number human since conception. So hashtag human since conception. And Autumn Leva, FamilyPolicyAlliance.com, those are the folks that are putting together this petition. And I appreciate that I identify as a human petition. I think it's good. I like it. But I want to take a step further than even their statements. But I'm willing to sign their petition. I'm not suggesting that it's bad. I'm not criticizing the point. They're right. Attention, I identify as a human. I think that's really important. Right? But I want to be very clear that not only am I a human, but I am a son of God. Folks, we are sons and daughters of God Almighty, spiritually speaking. He says biblically that we are his offspring. Do you think that God created the earth and God created us as humans, the crown jewel on the earth, to then have government tell you that the earth and the environment and we the people are at odds with that earth? Is that logical? And that government needs to save us from those opposing realities? Poor Mother Earth getting abused by the crown jewel of the earth, and therefore their enemies. And government can solve the problem. Wow, the Hegelian dialectic worked to perfection, huh? Don't believe the lie. Quick pause. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated radio talk show.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't believe for one second that God Almighty created the earth, and then he created his crown jewels on the earth, male and female. He put them on the earth and said, take care of it. Now, I agree we need to take care of the earth, take care of the environment. Anybody in their right mind would tell you that's a wise thing. In fact, that's what God said to do. But this idea that we are at odds with the earth and humans are the problem and government needs to be the savior. Now, that's the biggest lie I've ever heard, for crying out loud. That's insanity. All right, love is like a heat wave, ladies and gentlemen. We got a heat wave going on, but the only thing that can solve the problems worldwide with regards to the environment is we the people taking care of the earth and turning to God Almighty. All right, so there's a sign the identify as a human petition. human since conception is the hashtag we're using for this. I just signed familypolicyalliance.com to learn more about the position. Autumn Leva wrote the piece that I got the email from, and I commend them for this. I did go sign the petition myself. This is the kind of stuff we need to really be talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here to argue with the environmental change wackos. Okay, and the reason I call them wackos is because they're not into science. They can't tell me if it's going to rain today. All right? They're like, there might be a 50% chance of rain. What does that mean? I can flip a coin and tell you if it's going to rain? Is that what a 50% chance of rain means? What about a 30% chance of rain? Does that mean 7 out of 10 times I flip the coin and there won't be rain? Well, then there's a 70% chance there won't be rain. How come they say there's a 30% chance of rain rather than a 70% chance there won't be rain? Because they don't really know. Because they're making the odds and guessing and doing their best. Do they have some little tidbits of knowledge about the subject? Maybe more than the rest of us? By studying clouds and, you know, formations and this and that? Sure. I'm not saying they don't have any knowledge. But I'm telling you right now, go back to the Bible. You know, back in the day, the followers of Baal tried to make it rain and couldn't. Tried to make fire come down and couldn't. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could and did. All right, so I identify as a human. I get that we need to take care of the planet, but I don't believe government can do better at taking care of the planet than I can. You know, it's the big old debate between the farmers and government. On the farmer's land, they tend the land and care for it. You don't have all kinds of massive wildfires all over the world. But when government gets involved, what government does is they have these policies that let undergrowth and overgrowth just take over the land, and then there's a massive out-of-control fire, and everybody says it's because you didn't take care of the land, government. The government says, yeah, but it's our land, and you shut up and sit down and give us more money. And okay, we go round and round and round, don't we, my fellow Americans? I submit to you that we can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And whether this fight is over global warming, whether this fight is over abortion, whether this fight is over COVID-19 vaccines, whether this fight's over honest versus dishonest money, whether this fight is over liberty versus tyranny, take any division, any polar opposite you choose, and the principles of the battle remain the same. Is it God or godless? Which is really Satan. All right, that's the eternal war waged in heaven. Go read your Bible. That continues on the earth today. Why do I go down this road and tell you all this? Because I'm sick of the hearing about fires everywhere. But the government controls all the land the fires are on. Right? Well, maybe if the people controlled the land, there'd be less fires. Have you ever thought about that, reality check? Oh, by the way, that's constitutional. Got it? Yes. Good. We need to get the government, the general government, out of land control. They don't own it. They've stolen it from we the people, ladies and gentlemen. All right, but whether the issue is the environment, don't let them create all kinds of regulations that prevent you from having air conditioning or driving a car or doing normal things. See, I've actually taken the time to dig into what their proposals are. All they say is things like this: don't have air conditioning, don't have a heater, turn up the AC, or, you know, make the AC not as prominent in your home. So instead of having it 73 degrees, make it 80 degrees in your house. Or in the winter, don't let your house get so warm. Cool it down, put on a sweater. Don't eat meat. You know, get rid of a lot of your modern appliances. Don't drive vehicles, ride bicycles. You know, they have these suggestions. And I'm not saying some of those suggestions are necessarily bad ones. It'll save you money, too. But I'm saying to mandate those decisions is the problem, where government's just out of control. While they want to ratchet me down to living like a pauper, they want Al Gore to fly around the world, just spewing all kinds of toxins and CO2s to make sure that I do what I'm told. So what they're using this government edict for is to drive a wedge between the people, create classes of people. Al Gore can buy carbon emissions and still claim he's a zero emissions guy because he borrowed credits from the rest of us that are living like paupers, kind of a thing. It's a control mechanism. It's not a liberty mechanism. It's not a take care of the earth mechanism. It's a government above God idea. Government wants to replace God and kick God out of everything we know, believe, think, and feel. And we, the people, cannot let it happen. This culture war is becoming feverish pitch, isn't it? It's becoming a feverish pitch. Which side do you listen to? I submit to you, don't be deceived and turn to God Almighty. All right, love is like a heat wave. We can love one another. We can make a difference on this planet. We can fight the good fight. We can continue the eternal war waged in heaven by Satan, who tried to make himself above God and lost. Well, speaking of God winning and Satan losing, ladies and gentlemen, I got to commend Alex Newman, well-known senior editor over there at The New American. I was at the Red Pill Expo the other day, well, a month ago, I guess. I'm gearing up for Freedom Fest next week. We'll be live there with the CSPOA and Loving Liberty, by the way. Love to see you there. Anyway, I digress, except for I was at Red Pill last month, and I had the chance to sit down with Alex Newman, senior editor at The New American Magazine. And man, he brought out some great stuff. I had a TV video interview with him. It is available online now, thenewamerican.com, if you want to go check it out. And he asked me a bunch of questions. And then he wrote an incredible article to highlight my responses. Headline to the Alex Newman article slash, what do you want to call it, video, interview? Freedom Fight is Winnable, says radio star Sam Bushman. Alex Newman, thenewamerican.com. Now, I don't know if I'm a radio star, but I'm grateful for his confidence in me. But anyway, Freedom Fight is Winnable, says radio star Sam Bushman. I believe that to the core. The freedom fight is indeed winnable. Never lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. Never. Stand for the sacred cause. The battle for the sacred cause of liberty. I guess this is Alex Newman in the article quoting me now. Ready? The battle for the sacred cause of liberty is winnable. And there's more to be encouraged about today than at any time in decades. That's what I said. He says, said syndicated radio talk show host and longtime conservative leader Sam Bushman in his interview. That is what I said. I believe there's more hope than at any time in decades. He calls me a longtime conservative leader. I hope I'm a leader for that which is good and right and honorable and true. He says in this interview with The New Americans, senior editor Alex Newman, the diabolical forces seeking to end freedom are going to lose. That is exactly what I said. Alex Newman quotes true. He brings out the best in people. Great, great interview because the interviewer is so good. And despite the loss of liberties thus far, America is still a shining city on a hill. Do not forget that, ladies and gentlemen. I know there's trouble in the country. I get it. It's a battle every day in the culture war. But America is still a shining city on a hill, folks. We the people should not be underestimated. With God's help, freedom will be restored. I noted that more people are more engaged in the fight than ever before. So anyway, great, great article by Alex Newman of The New American and video series that he does. He had me on as I was interviewed by Alex Newman. Great, great context. Great prose by, in my opinion, one of the greatest interviewers around, Alex Newman. And why do I say he's one of the greatest interviewers? Because he cuts to the heart of issues right away. He doesn't mess around, doesn't play games, doesn't wimp out, and he highlights and brings out the real issues in America. What is the real issue in America right now? The issue is the divide is everywhere. Can the divide be healed? Probably not, since it's the war in heaven continued on the earth today. But who wins? Those who are on the side of God Almighty, though, that's who wins. The other side's gonna lose. I got news for them. They might not want to hear that. That might make them go ballistic. They might lose their minds over that reality. It's still the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I do my best to be a truth teller, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it is on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives ran away from the state on Monday in an attempt to prevent quorum and block new voting integrity laws. Instead of attending a special legislative session, the Texas House Democrats are in Washington, D.C. to delay the vote as long as they can. President Biden responds to thousands of Cubans taking to the streets to protest their government's failure to provide the most basic of items.
Folks, I want to start by recognizing the remarkable protests that are taking place in Cuba. The Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. And I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time.
Amnesty International said in a statement Monday that it received reports of excessive use of force after thousands of people demonstrated against the communist government across Cuba on Sunday. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
A very rare side effect is emerging from the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing the syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered.
Charlie Robinson, best known for his role on the NBC sitcom Night Court, has died.
Well, I'll just have to dip into my private stash.
Thank you, Mac. I'm sure at this point nobody will care that it's single ply.
Mr. Robinson was 75 when he died Sunday at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center in California. USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. The battle for the sacred cause of liberty is winnable. And there's more to be encouraged about than any time in decades. You got that? The diabolical forces, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, seeking to end freedom are going to lose. America is still a shining city on a hill. And you know what? There's more people getting involved than ever before. That is what I said in the interview with Alex Newman. Freedom fight is winnable, says radio star Sam Bushman, is the headline of the article. TheNewAmerican.com. I feel weird saying that. I'm not trying to call myself a radio star. That's just the title of the article. But I'm grateful for Alex Newman telling the truth. All right? A lot of interviews I've done in the past, people take what I say out of context. They downplay it. They misrepresent it. They whatever. It goes on and on. The most egregious example of that is I went to the Mount Here Wildlife Refuge. Oh, I didn't go, did I? No, I didn't. In fact, when they asked me to go, I refused to go because I didn't believe it was the best tactic to advocate for liberty. But I did go to the event that was prior to that, the peaceful demonstration, the freedom to assemble. I did participate in that to try to free the Hammonds from prison. Yes, I was there at that peaceful rally. But what the media did was they took that peaceful picture of me at the peaceful rally and they put it on the takeover of the Mount Here Wildlife Refuge stories. They didn't say I was at the other event. They just insinuated by dishonesty that I was there by putting my photo on the second event articles. See? Misrepresentation. But Alex Newman, on the other hand, does a phenomenal job at getting to the truth. He's a truth teller. He asks very direct, poignant questions. And he gets to the truth, and he quoted me absolutely accurately. And that's why I give him such a kudos, and that's why I'm grateful for him. You know what? I am not best friends with Alex. I know him. I have seen him at locations in the past, and I think he's a great guy. As the senior editor, one of the senior editors at the New American Magazine, I think he's a wonderful guy. But I don't have any influence over Alex at all. But you know what? Love is like a heat wave, and you know what? When you see people fighting for freedom, you begin to have respect and appreciation for them. That's what it is between me and Alex. I have appreciation for Alex Newman, appreciation for his stand for liberty and his desire to get to the truth and his willingness to ask hard questions, but accept the answers given by freedom-fighting Americans such as myself. Am I a warring American? Not hardly. I reject immoral, unjust war. But I will defend the sacred cause of liberty peacefully, by choice, and will stand if we must. Take from that as you will. Freedom fight is winnable, peacefully so. Alex Newman, thenewamerican.com. What a great article. What a great video series and interview. I'm grateful for his involvement. Anyway, I've repeated myself a couple of times on this, but I really want to hammer home how grateful I am that people are getting it right, that the new media is taking center stage, that, you know what, we are making a difference in the media. The New American, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, The Epic Times, Breitbart, WND.com. I mean, there's a lot of good people doing a lot of great things. G. Edward Griffin's news service, Need to Know News. There's a lot of great stuff out there. Drudge Report used to be one of them. Drudge, in my opinion, falling out of favor to a great degree, sad to say. Our prayers are with Matt. I hope he comes back. I hope he can stand for the sacred cause of liberty like Joseph Ferret and others are doing. But I commend these people. Incredible talk show hosts around the clock. And we're going to Freedom Fest next week, ladies and gentlemen. In Rapid City, South Dakota, we're going to have an incredible dinner there. Go to the CSPOA.org website or LovingLiberty.net website and sign up to go to dinner with us. Incredible speakers. I'll be there speaking. Richard Mack will be speaking. Several sheriffs, several liberty-loving ladies will be there. I mean, it's just going to be a wonderful time. All in person, no masks. Come on. You got to dig it. We are humans, ladies and gentlemen. We're sons and daughters of God Almighty. Our godly and our American heritage is not to be underestimated. It's one of the things I like that Alex Newman did is he captured my real phrase. Listen, I did say there's more hope now than at any time in decades because more people are getting involved. All it takes is good people to stand up and do something, right? Then I said, we the people should not be underestimated. With God's help, liberty will be restored. No doubt about it. It might be a tough period if there's only a few of us, but no doubt Jesus Christ will return. And when he does, happy day. I don't know when he'll return. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have any knowledge of that. I'm just a humble follower of Christ. I want to follow the Prince of Peace and do all that I can to make a difference. That's my duty. When he returns and all that kind of stuff is a time only appointed or known to God Almighty. I don't know that. All right, the government wants you to know that higher inflation is here. It's here to stay. They say inflation is expected to remain elevated and drive consumer prices higher for several years. That's according to several surveyed economists. You happy about that? You're concerned about that? I think it's just a symptom of dishonest money in our society and in our economy. All right, they manipulate literally every aspect of our economy, and then they say, oh, man, higher inflation is here to stay. But don't worry, your stimulus check is coming. Government will take care of you from womb to tomb, I suppose, cradle to grave, whatever you want to call it, right? That's the disaster. Prices are becoming higher because they're inserting so much fake money into the economy. That's the real problem. But of course, no one wants to talk about honest money and the real issues, do they? They just want to dance around it and be like, yeah, things are kind of tough because of the cocoa virus and because of global warming and you know, you're ruining the earth. That's why everything's going up in price. And they just want to lie and dance around the issues, never getting to the core, the heart of the matter. Sad to say, but true. The Food and Drug Administration out of control, ladies and gentlemen. An unconstitutional agency to start with, and then totally out of control. FDA now to issue new warning on J&J, that's Johnson & Johnson vaccines. So there's a new warning by the FDA on J&J vaccines. The CDC says that now it's been linked to about 100 cases of, am I saying this right, Guillain-Barré syndrome? Guillain-Barré syndrome. And they say that it's bad. They've got about 100 cases. Well, here's what's interesting, ladies and gentlemen. If you study vaccines, you know that most vaccine reactions and most harmful vaccine events go unreported. You know that, right? So if they've got 100 cases that they're documenting at the FDA and the CDC right now, you can bet that there's thousands where they claim there's hundreds or 100. Right? So the FDA to issue new warning on J&J vaccines. But here's the interesting. What I find interesting about this is the government still says, despite the warning, they're going to add that warning to the list of side effects in the vaccines in the insert that comes with the CocoVax from J&J. They're going to add that to the warning list, to the side effect, to the problem list. But then they go on and say, hey, it's still safe. It's still safe and effective. Don't worry. The amount of vaccines that have been injected versus the adverse reactions we're seeing is not really a big deal. Okay, that's what they say. So they're going to hold on to this vaccine agenda no matter what. Now, let me tell you what Guillain-Barré syndrome is, at least, or what it's supposed to be. This is very scary when you study this a little bit. They have different pronunciations of this thing or whatever. But this thing is very sinister. They say it relates to neurology, so it's your nerves system, right? Symptoms. Muscle weakness beginning in the feet and hands, usually ascending. Ascending meaning going up, right? They say there's breathing complications. There's breathing difficulties, heart and blood pressure problems. Usual onset, rapid. Sometimes it comes on in hours, sometimes it takes weeks. Causes? Typically triggered by an infection. They say occasionally by surgery and rarely by vaccination. Based on symptoms, nerve conduction studies. Quick pause. More in seconds on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio program.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, I'm pronouncing this thing Guillain-Barré syndrome or whatever. Some are saying it's Guillain-Barré syndrome. Whatever the heck this thing is, ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. The vaccines, the J&J vaccines are giving this to people. Now, GBS is what they call it. And they say that it onsets in hours or weeks, muscle weakness onset caused by the immune system damaging the peripheral nervous system. Typically, both sides of the body are involved, and there's a sensation oftentimes in the back, along with muscle weakness beginning in the feet and hands, often spreading to the arms and the upper body. Now, during the acute phase, they say, this disorder can be life-threatening, with about 15% of people developing weakness of the breathing muscles, and therefore requiring some kind of mechanical ventilation. Anyway, they say that it can make changes in the autonomic nervous system, which can lead to dangerous abnormalities in the heart rate and the blood pressure. They say, although the cause is unknown, the underlying mechanism is turning out to be an autoimmune disorder in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks the peripheral nerves and damages their, I don't know how you say it, myelin or myelin insulation. Sometimes it's triggered by an infection, and they say, and rarely by vaccination. The diagnosis is usually based on the signs and the symptoms by excluding alternative causes and supported by tests such as nerve conduction studies and the examination of the cerebrospinal fluid. I'm not a medical expert, but there's certain types that they can have and certain antibodies present. It's classified as an acute polyneuropathy. They say intravenous immunoglobulins or whatever. Anyway, they say, though, that once you get this thing, there's a 7.5% chance you'll die. Both sexes in all parts of the world have a similar disease, so it affects the sexes equally. I guess this thing's named after the French neurologists, Georges Guillain, and whatever, Jean-Alexandre Barré or whatever, together with French physician André Stroll. Signs and symptoms. The first symptoms are numbness, tingling and pain, either alone or in combination. This is followed by weakness of the legs or the arms that affects both sides equally and worsens over time. Yeah. The muscles of the neck may be affected, and some experience problems with cranial nerves that supply the head and the face, which create weakness of the muscles of the face, swallowing difficulties, and sometimes weakness of the eye muscles. In 8%, people have weakness of the legs. They become kind of paralyzed or paralegia, whatever. Anyway, it goes on. They say about a third of the people that have it are still able to walk. The plateau phase could take between 2 days and 6 months, but the most common duration is a week. Pain-related symptoms affect more than half and can create back pain, painful, tingling, pain in the head and in the neck related to irritation of the lining of the brain. Many people have experienced the signs and the symptoms of an infection. Yeah, you might have an upper respiratory, sore throat, diarrhea, etc. There you have it. Respiratory failure can happen. They say vaccine, drug-induced, diagnosis, spinal fluid. Anyway, it goes on and on. They got these clinical subtypes. I bring it all up because if you take the vaccine and then this happens to you, there's a 7.5% chance you will die. But the government's just going to add this to the list of side effects and march on and say, don't worry, it is safe and it is effective. Here's the question that I have. Ready? If the vaccine to the COCO, which is nothing more than an experimental gene therapy protocol, if that can give you Guillain or whatever it is, Barr or Barré syndrome, by the way, thanks to Chris calling in to let us know about this, how to pronounce this thing. I don't claim to be a medical expert, folks. Just because I'm a talk show host, that doesn't mean that I know everything. I know talk show hosts want you to believe they know everything, but I'm here to tell you that we don't, right? The question becomes, can COVID give you this? Can COVID-19 give you this Barré syndrome? GPS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, is an inflammatory. There's many cases now showing the association between coronavirus disease 2019 and GBS. Yeah, they have a headline that says Guillain-Barré syndrome in 220 patients with COVID-19. Yeah, neurological complications of COVID-19. Of course, it hasn't been reported very much, they say. Wonder why. Yeah. They say respiratory complications are the most obvious of symptoms. They say Guillain-Barré syndrome is a complication of COVID-19. Yeah. Yeah, then they say rarest of COVID vaccine reactions. There you have it. Some COVID patients develop Guillain-Barré syndrome. Wow. COVID-19 triggers recurrence of Guillain-Barré syndrome. A rare and potentially deadly disorder in which the body's immune system attacks the body. Wow. There you have it. I thought that I'd bring this to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Who's willing to openly talk about this like I am? So higher inflation's here to stay. The battle for the sacred cause of liberty is absolutely winnable. The FDA is issuing a new warning on J&J vaccines, the CDC. Hey, it's been linked to Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, Pfizer, I guess their vaccine isn't very safe and effective. See, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, although you can get Guillain-Barré syndrome from it, you only have to take one dose. Well, Pfizer told us we had to take two doses of theirs, but now they lied. Pfizer plans to meet with top U.S. health officials to discuss the drug maker's request for government emergency authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Wait a minute. Dose one didn't work. Dose two didn't work. Now dose three, they want permission for. How many doses will they need? 5, 10, 15, 20? What kind of experiments are being conducted on we the people? Why do we have to have emergency approval? We've now vaccinated enough people. We've got enough trials real time to not need emergency vaccines. Let's evaluate what's going on first. Shall we? I mean, this is insanity, isn't it, though? But that's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. They want to experiment on the sons and daughters of God worldwide, don't they? That's what's happening. And I'm not comfortable with it. Now, I haven't received the vaccine personally, but I do believe I got COVID back in the day. Back early on, I believe that I got it. And a lot of people say, oh, no, you didn't, Sam. You're claiming you got it before it was even out. And I say, no, it was out earlier than we were told. And then they say, oh, you don't even know. And I say, well, I don't know that I know, and I'm not claiming that I know, but then I basically go and get an antibody test, and it comes back negative. And then I talk to some physicians, and they say, yeah, but you can't trust the antibody test, Sam. With all the symptoms you described, I believe you probably had it. Well, I don't know if you know, but after I got seriously ill with a upper respiratory illness, it was horrible. I couldn't breathe. It was awful. It lasted for weeks. I almost went to the hospital several times. I couldn't breathe. And then after that, I got Bell's palsy. And then that went away, and I've had health problems ever since with a variety of things, right? Well, now I'm wondering, believe it or not, if I have this Guillain-Barré syndrome. You would say, oh, no, Sam, that's not possible. Come on, you can still talk. And yeah, but all the symptoms are there, weakness in the arms and in the legs, pain in the neck, tingling in the hands and the arms, sharp pain, hard to breathe, can't get over it. They call them long haulers if they're struggling from abuse of the COVID, right? You know, now Pfizer wants to have more shots. Now we find out the shots are associated with this. So is the vaccine. The vaccine sometimes causes Bell's palsy. The disease and the vaccine can cause Bell's palsy. Now can cause this Guillain-Barré syndrome or whatever. And you go, wow. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying for sure I had this, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of information here that we've got to digest and deal with. And I'm telling you that I've been very, very sick for a long time. And I mentioned this on the radio. I don't bring it up much because there's not really a lot to say about it. But I've had some tremendous health challenges that they believe is cervical spinal stenosis, an extreme case of that, which can make a person paralyzed. Right? Anyway, I digress, except to tell you that this is serious business for people, ladies and gentlemen. When they say it's safe and effective, it all depends on how you determine safe and effective, I guess, right? You're not going to call it safe and effective if you're the one suffering or if you're the one dead. But there's your government for you. They want to take care of you from cradle to grave. The problem is I don't trust them to take care of me. How about you? Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Hour one of the can, two coming up. Kurt Crosby will be with me. A lot of hard-hitting talk at your fingertips straight ahead. I declare the fight for liberty is indeed winnable. Turn to God Almighty. He wins. Guaranteed. The trick, or the key, is to be on his side, right? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.